That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce. How's everybody doing tonight? Well, here we are, halfway through March just about. This is the week of the Ides of March, and we're really going to feel it. I'm talking to you tonight about the second half of March and the new moon on the spring equinox, which is in Aries. I want everybody to remember that this is astrology. It is not politics. I have a lot of information for you about what astrology will be doing and what the energies will be doing. But you need to remember, this is astrology. Thank you for that. So, let's begin. The new moon at 0 degrees Aries follows the spring equinox by a few hours, and this strengthens the power of the new moon. There are five planets in Aries when we include Chiron, and that is an absolute powerhouse of warrior energy. This energy expresses itself as a dynamic and aggressive trigger-happy because Mars is the ruler of Aries. Mars is aggression. Mars is trigger-happy. The sun and the moon, both in Aries, are square to Mars, which is also out of bounds until early May, and brings out a control extreme quality to its expression and can bring up a very impulsive, trigger-happy expression of the Aries energy. We can see how this is playing out in the world very clearly. It doesn't have to be that way. Remember, we, the collective, are weaving these energies. We are weaving the tapestry. The astrology is not 100% the picture. It's half the picture. And we complete the picture by expressing collectively with how the level is happening. Right now is a low level of expression, or we could express a higher level. The higher level would be stepping into courage, stepping into your bravery, your sovereignty, your autonomy, taking a risk, stepping out into new territory, being a pioneer. See where Aries falls in your chart at 0 degrees. Where does it fall in your chart? And you can always ask me for your chart imprint, or you can go to astrology.com and cast your own chart online. Astrology.com. Because of the strength of the energy, this can be a real surge. And there are many indicators of this. A whole new beginning of our lives are really happening in a big way. It's a process. It's going to take time, but it's very exciting. This new moon on March 21st, which is early next week, happens at noontime Eastern Daylight Time. The sun and the moon are almost conjunct in Aries at the new moon. Remember, be sure to sit down and set an intention, a new intention, to plant new seeds in your life for what you want to manifest going forward. If we include Mercury, Chiron, and Jupiter, there are five orbiting bodies in Aries, as well as the sun and the moon, and they're all squaring Mars, which is at 0 degrees Cancer on March 25th. It moves from Gemini into Cancer at that time. Mars will be highlighted again, because any planet that falls at 0 degrees of the cardinal signs, Aries, Libra, Cancer, Capricorn, or within 2 degrees either way, is considered to be on the world axis and has the potential for public projection or public recognition. For example, my Mercury is at 28 degrees Aquarius on the third house cusp. So what do? I write books, I teach classes, and use the internet for public projection into the world. My Mercury is in Aquarius, and it's coming into the third house of communication. So that's how it works. I'm trying to give you a good example. I'm starting a new channel on YouTube and my website. It will be called Predictions, According to Astrology and My Guide, who is Mentor, which will be available this next week throughout the end of 2023 and beyond. Don't miss it, because it will be very helpful and insightful for you. See whether these energies fall in your chart. This powerful energy is giving everyone a fresh start. It's very strong as initiation energy to start new projects. This also begins the astrological new year and is starting a whole new episode for humanity. This energy has a force of powerful space energy coming from the center of the galaxy that is dedicated to triumph of light over darkness. And that's the struggle we're in at this time. Right now, with the sun and moon conjunct at 0 degrees Aries, it loosely also conjuncts Neptune in Pisces. What that suggests is that we can feel confused and overwhelmed with all the new information coming in at this time. The sun, moon, Neptune are all squaring Mars. Mars in Gemini is the media, the social media. It's a lot of information, and we may feel confused and overwhelmed by the volume and the variety of information coming at us. It's really going to start coming at us now. We had a few things. We had Fauci being looked at, and we had the bank crash last week. So it's starting. However, there is really a special message here, which for you lightworkers is seeing through the veil. The reason I say seeing through the veil is because the sun and the moon are in a very tight semi-square to Uranus. Remember what I've been saying in recent shows on Let's Find Out. Any planet between 15 and 17 degrees of any fixed sign, Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, Scorpio, is in the semi-square of the cardinal signs. Now, I know this is advanced astrology here, but Uranus is a planet linked to clarity, truth, and awakening. We are going to have a ton of information coming at us. I will list a few of them here on the show. But actually, it will be a crescendo of information coming at us. Uranus is so highlighted at this time. So powerful. Truth, clarity, and awakening. We are going to see a massive wave of awakening at this time. It will be very powerful as the truth comes to light. And this information will be global. The other lovely thing that Neptune does in this sign is to bring us a spiritual impulse, a spiritual vibration. These new beginning energies bring in unconditional love. They bring in healing. They bring healing of the heart and healing of the body. We must move forward with spirituality, with connecting to our higher selves, with guidance from the divine, and allow it. Listen to our higher self, listen to our divine connection, and follow through. This is powerful because the planet Venus, the planet of love, is conjunct the North Node destiny. The North Node is our future collective destiny. And this is giving a reality, a clear message. We must move forward love. Love for the Earth, Taurus, and love for each other, Neptune. Neptune is universal love. It's compassionate for all beings. This is very much a part of what's happening now. In March, we have to go beyond the division. We have to go beyond the separation, the war impulse, which is very strong at this time. We have been going around the hamster wheel of war, death, poverty, misery for thousands upon thousands of years. This is a massive energy opportunity to get beyond the wheel and to hop off onto our new path and to begin to live life at a very different level. And that's what the spring equinox in 2023 in Aries and the new moon promise you at this time. Jump off the wheel, start your life on a different path, and you will be shocked at how much you'll be supported, successful, and spiritually awakened. Another aspect that's very interesting here is that Mars, in his square to Neptune, can suggest war at sea. Neptune, an ill-judged war. Because with Neptune, which represents fog, it suggests that the facts are not clear. And with that aggressive energy out of control, with an out-of-bound Mars, we have impulsive energy that Mars has currently. It's shooting a gun before you're looking at where it's going. Some kind of deceitful aggression. And the information I'm getting here isn't quite clear, but I am sure that it has to do with Taiwan. I'll speak further of that in the second half of the show. This can be a war of illusion. I'd like you to think about that. And use your energy through visualization and meditation to break it up. And you can do that. You can visualize the war breaking up. And that energy will go out into the universe. That's part of the cosmic consciousness, the group energy. We have a lot more to talk about, but I do want you to listen to your weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after that message. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, March 13th through March 19th, 2023. Be careful, everyone. This is a destiny week that carries some negative energies. It's a week of completion and turnarounds. sometimes forced. Confusing energies are present during this work week that can lead to misguided actions. No matter what the energies contain for you, it's best to put off any major decisions until the last week of the month or early April. Tuesday, March 14th is the day to get your work done early, as the afternoon has you feeling tired and logy. Aggressive Mars makes a challenge to dreamy Neptune. Part of you is driven to accomplish something, and another part just wants to take a nap. Your head is not clear, but a bit foggy. Wednesday, March 15th offers a bit of relief and is a much better day to share your vision for your life. The energetic Sun in Pisces aligns with spiritual Neptune. It's perfect for creative projects and seeking romance. Thursday, March 16th is complicated, and it could wind up being quite a stressful day for everyone. You could be feeling overworked with low energy, making you a bit snappy and creating some petty upsets. Do not force your way onto others and avoid allowing others to play control and manipulative games with you. Try not to get caught up with squabbles and other people's chaos. At the same time, planet Mercury wants to communicate a higher vision and compassion to the world. Know the difference between psychic insights and illusions. Venus moves into one of her favorite signs, Taurus, March 16th to April 11th. Taurus is willing to work hard to manifest Venus's goals and desires, be they emotional or tangible. If you are willing to get to work, great projects can be put into motion. Some Taurus energy likes to make money or deal with durable goods. Other Taurus energy prefers sensual pleasures such as chocolate, flowers, and a massage. Friday, March 17th is a fun St. Patrick's Day. The moon moves into friendly Aquarius for the weekend. Talkative Mercury aligns with a high-energy Sun. Social Venus makes harmony with boundary-setting Saturn to help you avoid overdoing this party holiday. Enjoy an evening of good cheer. Bring the positive vibes into the weekend. Saturday evening is a good time to share with close friends, while Sunday holds enthusiasm, confidence, happiness, and romance. This is Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was your weekly cosmic tip. And you know this is recorded, the whole show, so you can listen to it again for reference. Also, the weekly cosmic tip is on my website, new-visions.com, under Stargazing. So it's accessible to you there as well. So here we go. We're talking about the new moon and the spring equinox. Another aspect to this energy that is very interesting is that this new moon, which again is so powerful, is in an out-of-sign sextile to Pluto. Pluto, 2 days after the spring equinox, will change signs. It moves into Aquarius. Pluto is deeply linked to transformation, profound transformation, even death. This is what we are entering into at this period of time until 2032. This equinox, new moon, is a place mark. It's the beginning of a huge surge forward with energy. This energy is like a heavy wind, a strong hurricane wind, and it's more than a Category 5. It's very powerful. All of this energy is streaming from the center of our galaxy. It's the plasma, the modeling clay, to make sure you get some moonlight before the week is over. once the moon comes out of its darkness, because when there's a new moon, there's no moon at all. It will have a powerful load of this new energy within its rays. This energy is streaming from time and space and is dedicated to the triumph of light over darkness, as well as many other positive things. And you can get this energy moonlight just by sitting in your window and letting the moonlight come in and pour on you. You don't have to be outside if it's too cold. Another thing to point out here is that Pluto is beginning to form a T-square to the nodal axis, the south node, what we are moving away from. And it's at 2 degrees Scorpio and is already being squared with Pluto. Once Pluto moves into Aquarius on March 23rd, you will see that more clearly. Pluto brings up issues, what needs to be cleared away, as well as the karma associated with it. Pluto stays in this T-square until November of 2023, pretty much for the rest of the year. So what does that mean? If we go back to 1789, when the peasants stormed the Bastille, taking down the French monarchy, the monarch was executed, and that ended the monarchy in France. And from that point on, it became a republic. What the Pluto square did to the natal north axis was an absolutely fundamental transformation of social society politically. That is why a lot of the astrologers now are saying that we can have a removal of a leader. And we are going to have a removal of a leader, if not two. So we'll have to watch and see what happens. From that point on, the storming and the execution, after that, the tax laws changed gradually to benefit the ordinary people and reduce benefits to the very rich. The entire political system changed. There was a greater shift of power to the little people. Now, this did not happen within a day, a month, or a year. It was a gradual process. Even the move of Pluto moving into Aquarius is reinforcing this as a fundamental shift of social and political structure. Capricorn, where Pluto has been sitting since 2008, is very much the top-down structure of governments, corporations, and institutions that favor elitism, the very rich at the top and the poor people on the bottom. It favors illegality in all ways. With the shift of Pluto into Aquarius on March 23rd, it gives an energy of a much more equitable and horizontally based society, grassroots up, no longer top down. Now, this won't happen within a day, a month, or a year, because Pluto moves into Aquarius until June of 23. Then it goes retrograde back into Capricorn. It does that to make sure that it gets everything out, clearing away the negativity, the lies, and deceit. And it stays back in Capricorn until January of 2024. Then it goes direct back into Aquarius until September of 2024. This is all during the presidential election year. That's very interesting. Then it does another retrograde. It's a swing of the wrecking ball in Capricorn until November of 2024. So from September of 2024 to November of 2024, we're going to be on a wrecking ball. And that's the latter part of the USA presidential election time. Then it dives fully into Aquarius in December of 2024 for 20 years. That's the process. So, through these next 2 years, 2023 and 2024, we are going to see an increasing demolition of the old system, the old world, the old order, especially top-down, and a brand new shift towards grassroots up, a more equitable society that will include financial status, taxes. Will there be any taxes? That's always a question. Certainly a more equal society as we move forward. This is where we are headed, where the collective consciousness is going worldwide. I will do an entire show on Pluto moving into Aquarius at the end of the month because there are tons of information and lots to say. But know this. Usually when a planet changes signs, there's a kind of extreme event around the energy movement. For instance, when Pluto moved into Capricorn, which has to do with big business, big banking, in 2008, look at what happened. There was a huge financial crash. It didn't happen on the day that Pluto moved into Capricorn, but a few months later. It was a signature event because Pluto has stayed in Capricorn since that time. Now, as Pluto hits the 29-degree mark, the critical mark of Capricorn, we're going to see the banks collapse again. Well, we certainly did on a Friday, and I'm sure there'll be more behind it. Which means that they didn't learn their lesson. And we can see more of this as Pluto does its dance through 2024, as well as the value of money changing. And that's Taurus on the North Node. Taurus represents finances, money, coins. Now, as Pluto moves into Aquarius, within the next few weeks or months, I expect to see an increase in solar flares, which brings the solar system huge changes, including weather. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. We can see more Earth events, earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanic eruptions, unstable and extreme weather, more galactic contact. Aquarius is linked to our galactic center and our neighbors, the foreigners, the outsiders. There will be more cyber attacks, more power outages. A lot about what's in that will be about what's in our skies. I think there could be a crisis around current forms of aviation, which was my field before I started working in metaphysics. Aviation has to be precise, not haphazard. But at this time, people are not caring or careful about that aspect. They are misplacing their attention on race, skin color, and keeping up with an illusion. Not training in precision, which puts everyone in danger in the sky. I believe that our travel industry has to be transformed completely. Some airlines are hiring pilots that are not good in school and that have not passed the exams as co-pilots. I think this is very dangerous and should be stopped. Not too long from now, we are going to be using flying cars. And in the next 100 years, we are going to be levitating and thinking ourselves into different areas of the world. I could do this as a child. That's how I used to entertain myself. We didn't have all the social media. In fact, when I was really little, we didn't even have a television. And that was the way I entertained myself, through my mind. It was a lot of fun. Pluto's energy is complex. Wherever it moves through a sign, it intensifies the nature of that sign. And at the same time, it reveals any corruption that is not for our highest good. While it has been moving through Capricorn, it has intensified, particularly in the last 3 years, the top-down power and control, the top-down organizations, government, corporations, news media. And at the same time, it has been very much revealing any lack of integrity, transparency, accountability from these power structures. We can see this very clearly now. Some of us saw it while it was happening, and this will continue over the next 2 years. As Pluto continues to move through Aquarius, science and technology will be accelerated. We can see many amazing new healing technologies. I recently was in the hospital in Boca Raton, and some of the equipment that they used to do the testing was incredible, especially the MRI. There are wonderful things emerging now. We will soon be seeing some incredible quantum jumps in this area. Equally, Pluto will start to uncover any corruption in science and technology. Think of Dr. Fauci. Think of his conversations with Rand Paul. That's going to be going on all year. And we now have a group of doctors around the world drawing up a petition that we no longer have to have the vaccine. It has to stop because of the damage that it does to people, especially teenagers and people in their mid-age. There's been a crisis. It affects the reproductive system. It affects the heart. And it certainly isn't good for children. I hope you're listening. So much has happened so fast. The coming eclipses, beginning in April, will bring more vibrational light frequencies. As we all ascend, let us hold hands around the world and the new frequency warriors, embracing spiritual frontiers. So become a frequency warrior and direct your energy to the center of the galaxy and watch yourself expand and your light frequencies get stronger with our space and galactic neighbors to create a new Earth. We're going to listen to the song, A New World Coming, and I chose to have it sung to you from Mama Cass, part of the Mamas and the Papas in the 1960s, because as the Beatles, Mama Cass, and other singers started this revolution, that was the beginning. And now here we are in the 2020s, and we're still listening to her singing about this new world coming. We'll be back after our break.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Let's Find Out. And that was Mama Cass with The New World Coming. She recorded it in the late 60s. And I love it. I loved it ever since I first heard it. So now I'm going to give you predictions based on the astrological energy that is present. Here we go. Both Saturn in Pisces and Pluto in Aquarius will affect how the world view things. We are going through a very powerful time frame now. I want to give you some hints as to what can happen over the next few months. This energy will have a very powerful impact and is in every area of our life, ranging from global to countries to areas to states to communities and into your own personal life. 2022 was filled with change, and as predicted, there has been a great shakeup along with lots of change. There has been changes in how the world is being viewed, along with a geopolitical crisis, a full-fledged war between Russia and the Ukraine, with lots of violence, and many people are suffering, and many more are dying. We have a huge humanitarian concern that we are facing at the Mexican-U.S. border and elsewhere, alongside concerns regarding China, which has had serious problems over the last 2 years. Why is this happening? What does astrology see for this year, 2023, and the future of the world? With Saturn in Aquarius and Mars in Gemini since last fall, we can expect a geopolitical crisis. Just after the fall equinox and new moon in Libra, September 26th, there was a powerful underwater explosion that blew gaping holes in the Nord Stream pipelines. This was the true crime and will be uncovered this year, if not this month. Many people will suffer because of that action. At the same time, the world is undergoing an economic crisis. The treasuries around the world are all under this energy. After Pluto enters Aquarius, a shakeup is coming in the Federal Reserve that has not happened in decades. These upsets will lead to group uprising, civil problems. Because money is unsettled, there will be a food crisis and more control coming in from the government. People will be restricted in their neighborhoods and not allowed to travel away over 75 miles, and maybe less. You will have to show your passport at state borders. Banks raise interest rates and try to go digital. There is a bill now going out to every state trying to change the definition of money. It is an annual financial bill with embedded laws contained within it. The big banks want us to go digital so they can seal our retirement and 401k accounts. They want you to be forced to pay your taxes out of your Social Security so that they can debit your account at any time for any amount. The young people don't understand this. They don't understand that if we go digital, we lose our freedom. Google South Dakota for more information. The governor just vetoed this bill. And other states, will they follow through? Will they follow line? She was on one of the TV shows explaining what the bill is. Google it and try to find it. South Dakota. Around November of 2023, we should expect an escalation with the Russian-Ukraine war. Our next focus of attention will be the South China Sea, which is already a hotbed and promises to heat up at that time. The Far East will have the astrological energy this summer and fall. Expect earthquakes, tsunamis. The areas involved will be Indonesia, Madagascar, the southern tip of Africa, and a lot of the islands in that area. There will be many more natural disasters, unsettled and unexpected weather changes. This is not climate change. This is not climate change. I'm repeating it. But come from the solar flares and the energy from the center of our galaxy. China has a social credit system, and many leftists and politicians want to bring it into the United States. Banks make your credit report a part of your account, and you are rated by its score. The big five banks have already incorporated this system and plan to activate it sometime between May and November 2023. These banks are Morgan Stanley, Chase, Citicorp, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and PNC Bank is on its way. In the Bible, it states that gold is God's money, and silver is expected to skyrocket in value as well, because it can be melted down and made into practical, useful products, including parts for batteries for electric cars. So the natural minerals is what we should value more than the paper. After the June eclipses, we will have some water ocean crisis, out of control fires, and sky and aircraft upsets. This turbulence will last through November of 2023. When will the skies become peaceful again, especially around the Russian-Ukrainian war? There may be an attempt of peace this month, the month of March, but it will not last long. The next astrology opening timing for peace is November of 2023, but the war will not end until the fall of 2024. Each country will declare that they are the winner, but as you know, there's never any winners in war. The China COVID crisis is not good at this time. The people are in great fear. Let's look at the astrology history regarding this. The same energy is here that ran from 1959 to 1962. China had a terrible demographic and humanitarian crisis around that time frame, 1959 to 1962. They had the bursting of a dam, and they had major famine that caused the deaths of millions of people. That was one of the darkest periods in human history and cannot be compared to anything else. What is happening now is not as bad as that time. This is why we saw the greatest lockdown in history in China, along with major economic slump. China's death rate is rising, and their birth rate is declining, and there will be major problems in China throughout this remaining decade, including economic. I don't think there will be any lockdowns in other countries again. The deaths have been exaggerated for political reasons, and the COVID era story is finally almost over. As I said, doctors around the world are preparing a petition to stop the injection based on scientific findings of how they do damage to the body, which many of us knew all along. At this time, the economy and inflation is in a serious concern around the world, as is energy. The cryptocurrencies and markets have fallen all year. Anything that rises in an unnatural manner has to come down. Based on the astrology, everything is going to return back to its original cycle, but not until after 2032. Renewable energy is going to be the theme for the next 2.5 years. Whether they will be good ideas and can hold up is always the question. So far, they have not been. They have failed. However, people will start adapting to many of them at a faster rate. They do have something new that can make compost. They have a new machine for the kitchen. I think that's a great idea. Find out about it. The new compost machine. Let's talk about guns and arms. The multi-firing arms have been a dangerous disaster around the world. Semi-automatics, Uzis. And we are in a new age of arms and weapons with this Aquarian energy. It will grow and become very dangerous around the world, especially between 2029 and 2032. This situation is certainly not good. However, the corporations, which make the money from the sale, will profit well over the next several years, even after 2030. The corporations are the ones that are pushing all this. Many corporations around the world are definitely profiting from various humanitarian crises, which is a sad situation and will only continue to grow further for a while. Before the end of 2025, we will have a major water disaster. I'm not getting clear what that is, but I was shown a few years ago that a tsunami was going to come to the east coast of the United States and be disastrous. So we'll have to be careful with that. As for individuals, do not be afraid of these Saturn transits. Saturn is the father, the disciplinarian, and any loss usually turns out to be a blessing in disguise. Good things happen in Saturn transits, but there are signs that should be careful. People have to be careful when Saturn is affecting their sign. And Pluto has unstable changes for the next 18 months, going from Capricorn to Aquarius. Saturn is in Pisces. We must avoid being too risk-taking. Risks can cause problems. And you have to watch your health, body, mind, spirit, financially, economically. The people that are affected are Capricorns, Aquarius, and Pisces the most. These people need to meditate regularly, especially during your Saturn transit. Use all the metaphysical tools that you can to stay centered and balanced. For everyone, this is a time of reflection. Reflect on the way that you open up to the world. What is your bad habit? Release it. It's very important to keep your connection to your God source. I know that tens of thousands of people have been laid off. So, in case this is you, be careful. Pull back. And have the faith in the energies of God. Use the time to reflect on your life and on your healing, and ask yourself, what am I really here to do? What do I enjoy doing? What am I good at? And you may have to take a detour or a different path if your path is wrong, if it's not right for you, if you're not in the right job, if you don't have joy in your work. Reflect, go within, find your path, and begin there. And this is the perfect time to do it, between today, March 12th, through May. Set your intention and begin to take a chance on yourself, and things will open up for you beautifully. We have a golden opportunity, which we must seize, to grow spiritually, to raise our vibration, and to open up to a new world. And other worlds and other beings, and dedicate ourselves to expansion within. We need to be morally rich. We need to be spiritually rich. We can't just run after the money or glamour or fame, because there's always someone else who's richer. We need to stand behind our values and get those values back. As a civilization, as a higher consciousness, as a group worldwide, then you can become an inspiration to others as well. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I hope the information I've brought to you tonight is helpful to you. I'll be back next week with more information, more about Pluto, and more about the upcoming eclipses. Thank you for listening. We're going to hear Barbara talk about one God, and then we're going to hear our William bringing moonlight to our window. Thank you, and I'll be back next week. Good night.
Millions of stars. Stars tonight, oh sweet.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry. Out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath. Get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up. Feel the angels. Bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Shulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies. Thank you.